640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Artificial intelligence could take aim at this year's presidential election. That from federal intelligence agencies. CBS's Nicole Skanga is in Washington.
Generative artificial intelligence could threaten election security this November. According to a Department of Homeland Security bulletin, a variety of threat actors will likely attempt to use generative AI to influence and sow discord during the 2024 U.S. elections. The bulletin goes on to warn about the potential use of AI to target election infrastructure.
One example they used was a fake robocall impersonating the voice of President Biden on the eve of the New Hampshire primary in January. Michael Cohen was back on the stand in former President Donald Trump's trial. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum on what the day looked like.
Another awful day for the prosecution and its star witness, Michael Cohen. We learned that he deliberately overcharged Trump on his invoices for the Daniels non-disclosure agreement. Would Donald Trump have conspired to disguise a payment where he was being ripped off by his own attorney? We also learned that Cohen has aspirations of possibly running for Congress.
Closing arguments are likely next week. Engaged in heavy fighting in the Gaza Strip, Israel and Hamas are both rejecting calls to arrest their leaders for war crimes made before an international court. Correspondent Imtiaz Tayeb.
No one can act with impunity.
The ICC's chief prosecutor, Karim Khan, making it clear that Hamas's October 7th attack and Israel's response to it allegedly breached international rules of war. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu named alongside Defense Minister Yoav Gallant for allegations of war crimes and crimes against humanity, responded with fury.
What a travesty of justice.
The Postal Service is on high alert as carriers keep getting attacked. KCBS Radio's Matt Bigler.
A postal carrier was on his usual route in Palo Alto when he was confronted by two men who demanded his mail keys. The thieves then beat the mailman when he refused to hand over his wallet.
We know these robberies are basically masterminded by underworld figures.
U.S. Postal Inspector Matthew Norfleet says these type of attacks are on the rise across the U.S. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
Power companies in Houston are still trying to get power back on for many after storms last week. Some schools had to close due to no AC today.
It's 94 degrees in some of these classes. A friend of mine picked up his son and his clothes were soaked. This was a bad decision.
On Long Island, New York, investigators were back at the home of Rex Huerman, the man police say killed four women. Officers were seen removing boxes and bags of evidence from the house. Huerman has been behind bars for 10 months as he awaits trial. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The power's coming back on in southeast Wisconsin after a round of severe weather. We Energies reported about 4,000 homes and businesses without power during the worst of it this morning. Storms are forecast to possibly be even worse in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois on Tuesday. The leading Democrat in the Wisconsin Assembly says she thinks her party can take the majority this year. That would mean winning 52 seats.
It is a big lift for us to flip 15 seats in 1 year, no question. Do I think we're building the infrastructure to do it and have the candidates to do it? I do. I think it's entirely possible.
Representative Greta Neubauer told a WISP Politics luncheon last week that lawmakers will have to be more responsive to voters under new maps, no matter who wins. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Pack is back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers began OTAs, voluntary off-season practices. The team has a new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. Matt LaFleur on what he likes about Hafley's coaching style.
Just to see how he interacts with the guys. You know, he does a great job of giving them the why behind everything we're doing. you know, being able to throw counters to what people are going to do.
NBA, the team that eliminated the Bucks, the Indiana Pacers, winning Game 7 over the Knicks, 130-109 in New York to advance in the playoffs. Knicks guard Jalen Brunson suffering a broken hand in the game. Baseball, the Brewers in Miami after losing 9-4 to the Astros. Pat Murphy with praise for Houston catcher and former Brewer Victor Caratini.
And I'll tell you, you want an unsung hero of the weekend, it's Caratini. Caratini did a great job understanding how to get the most out of his pitchers. He made a difference. If it wasn't noticed, Caratini made a difference this weekend.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any showers and storms ending for the rest of the night. We'll see mostly cloudy skies. Lows will drop to the upper 50s. A few showers and storms Tuesday afternoon. Otherwise, we'll see high temperatures in the middle 60s. More showers and storms Tuesday night. It's 53 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by the executive director of Wisconsin Policy Forum, Rob Henkin. We'll be talking about how communities pay for our most treasured cultural assets.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Shaw, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome to the third hour of our program. Geeky science here to start off with. Losses to the economy from climate change. This is a brand new study from the National Bureau of Economic Research, of all places. These are the folks who define when U.S. recessions begin and end, among other things. They say that we have been radically undercounting the financial impact, the economic impact of climate change. In fact, if you look back at previous administrations, President Obama was the first to try to define the social cost of carbon pollution that produces global warming. And they estimated that the social cost of carbon was around $42 a ton. Every ton of carbon dioxide that was emitted cost America $42. Donald Trump had his agency lower that to $5 a ton. Joe Biden just set up a new estimate in legally binding federal regulation, this is the first time, at $190 a ton. Well, this agency, this federal agency, estimates that the actual social cost of carbon is around $1,056 a ton, over $1,000 a ton. And, you know, that's pretty mind-boggling. What they're saying is that they're saying, okay, we'll see a 12% decrease in global gross domestic product with a 1.6% increase in global temperatures. We're pretty much there, right? Excuse me, that's a one degree Celsius, 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit rise will cause a 12% decrease in global GDP. Well, we're already there and we've already seen that. But now scientists talk about we're heading for 2.5 degrees Celsius or 4.5 degrees Fahrenheit. The National Bureau of Economic Research says, quote, this will mean precipitous declines in output, capital, and consumption that exceed 50% of GDP by 2100. They call it, quote, comparable to the economic damage caused by fighting a war domestically and permanently. Wow. I mean, climate change is going to be the thing that whacks us. That's pretty remarkable. The other thing I want to share with you real quickly is I wrote a piece. You know, we've got this website, wisdomschool.com. And, you know, sometimes I write about kind of esoteric things or thought things or relationships or whatever. But it's got a section in there, a tab on writing and where I write about writing because I'm, you know, I've had some success as a writer. Got 30 some odd books in print in 17 languages all around the world. and you know, I've written millions of words, and so it was like, you know, how can you become a writer? What can you do? And I, you know, I started talking about how, you know, I always wanted to be a writer, you know, from the time I was a kid. And then, you know, in my 20s, I stopped writing and didn't write until I picked it back up again in my 40s, my late 40s, when we moved to Vermont. We sold the ad agency in Atlanta on a 7-year buyout to our employees, and so I had an income, and we moved to Vermont, and I was going to become a full-time writer, and I wrote, you know, a whole bunch of just terrible novels. And then I started writing political stuff, you know, that was published in Common Dreams. This all started with the Bush administration, really. Well, actually, in 96, in the 90s, I had published stuff on ADHD and wrote a book on climate change, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight. And, you know, what I learned is that if you want to be a writer, you have to write. I tell the story about my friend Michael Kurland, who is a really brilliant science fiction writer. He's got a bunch of books out, makes a living at it. I mean, it's not a lot of people can make a living as a writer. And this one time I was in his apartment, this was back when he lived in New York City in the 80s, and he had this manuscript sitting on the counter ready to go off to the publisher, and it was like 300 or 400 pages. And I'm like, how do you do that? Because I'd always wanted to write a book at that point in time and never had. And thought, you know, it's just, you know, write a 300-page book, it's just too big a job to do, you know. And he said, and I was expecting him to say something like, you know, you eat granola, you do yogurt, you stand on your head for 10 minutes, and you chain yourself to your typewriter, or something like that. And what he said was 5 pages a day. And I'm like, what? And he's like, 5 pages a day. I you know, I get up in the morning, I sit down at the typewriter, have my cup of coffee, and I write 5 pages, and then I start my day. And essentially, sometimes I start my day at 9 in the morning, and sometimes it's 3 in the afternoon, and I'm still working on those 5 pages. But I just do 5 pages. And I said, well, when you finish at 9 in the morning, why don't you do, you know, another 5 pages or another 10 or 15 pages? And he said, because that's the road, that's the path that will lead you to burnout. You know, you just do 5 pages a day. You know, a 300-page manuscript, if you do 5 pages a day, means you write a book every 2 months. Which, when you think about it, is like pretty digestible, and then you take another month or two to edit the book, and I've been doing that basically ever since. I mean, I took his advice to heart. The other point he made is that writers write. You know, if you want to call yourself a writer, you've got to write every day, or at least 6 days a week. You can take a day off, but you can't take a week off. And, you know, certainly since the 2000s, since the early 2000s, and particularly since I started this radio show, when every single day I have to write for the show, and those writings are now published over at Hartman Report. I used to publish them on Common Dreams and other places. The other thing that I learned is, and you know, another lesson that I'd like to share with you if you're interested in being a writer, is Arthur C. Clarke's comment that your first million words are practice. And you say, oh my God, a million words, what is that, you know? Well, it's not that much. I mean, it's a couple of years of writing every day. You know, 5 pages is basically, you know, 2,000 words. If you produce 2,000 words a day, that's, 600,000 words a year. And so, you know, in 2 years, you hit your million words. And what I found is that after my first million words, which was, you know, a half a dozen really bad novels, and a lot of writing. And I also, in the 80s, I used to write for Ziff Davis. I wrote a bunch of magazine articles and things, cover stories for Popular Science and Popular Computing and stuff like that. And you just get better and better. It's like being a violinist. You know, something that I tried once in my life when I was in seventh grade, I took violin for 2 years. Or no, fifth and sixth grade. It was elementary school. I had 2 years of violin. And, you know, what I learned from that is that, you know, people can be talented, they can have skills, but the only thing that's going to turn you into a brilliant violinist is practice. And I just didn't have the patience for it. I didn't have the passion for it. I didn't want to always be a violinist when I grew up. You know, I can play the fiddle a little bit, but it's pretty bad. It's worse than my novel writing. But I've become a pretty good nonfiction writer, and it's just from practice. It's that simple. So start writing if you want to be a writer when you grow up, you know, or you know, I really hit my stride with my writing in my 50s and 60s. So, you know, don't worry about how old you are. But, you know, even if it's just a journal every day, or if it's, you know, a long commentary over on Hartman Report, you know, in the comments section, we've got a really active community there, and there's a couple of people who write kind of long-form pieces. And some of them are downright brilliant. I mean, it's good stuff. And, you know, you can publish it. There's a bunch of different places you can publish your stuff. If it's political, you can publish it at opednews.com. My friend Rob Call runs that website. It's a great website. He publishes things from, you know, unknown writers. You can publish on Substack. You can publish on medium.com. I mean, there's a lot of places. So I just wanted to, you know, share that. And if you want to read the article, it's got a whole lot more detail in it. It's published over at wisdomschool.com. It's right up at the top of the page. And you can check it out. So that's it for me for this first day of the brand new week. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your phone calls on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for we the people of the United States and the world and all life on Earth. I'll be right back with you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Wesley in Chicago. Hey, Wesley, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's on your mind today?
Okay, just want to know if you can comment on the ProPublica.
Whoa! I'm sorry, Wesley. I touched my mouse and it just went nuts. If you call back right away, we can get you on. But I don't know which ProPublica article you wanted me to comment on, so. My apologies. That was my fault. John in Niles, Michigan. Hey, John, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Tom. God bless you again. I was feeling a little bit disillusioned about, the polls and Biden even being a little bit behind in the battleground states. And this weekend, I came across a YouTube video called Republican Voters Against Trump. And it's 20 minutes long. And these people are the real deal because my father used to be a moderate Republican. He was in the FBI and so forth. And it renewed my faith in humanity so much, Tom. I wish you would take a listen to it and watch it and maybe play two minutes every day for the next 2 weeks. It is so good.
How do I find it, John, again?
Uplift. It's called Republican Voters Against Trump YouTube.
Okay, I'll check it out.
And I'll check it out. Yeah, 18 Republican. Okay, Tom, thank you.
Thanks a lot, John. Wesley, my apologies again. I'm glad you were able to call right back. What's up?
I don't know what happened, but anyhow.
It was my fault.
I just want you to comment on the ProPublica and New York Times investigation into Donald Trump's tax evasion. Have you seen those
articles? Are you talking about the Trump Tower in Chicago thing?
Yeah, that.
$100 million.
And I got a quick comment, and then I'll leave you to make your comment on.
Sure.
Is it just me, or does Mike Johnson look like Alfred E. Newman?
Ha! That occurred to me, but now that you say it, yeah, a little bit. Unfortunately, Alfred E. Newman was not dangerous to democracy in America like Mike Johnson is. But Wesley, thank you. Yeah, I have read the articles that Donald Trump was double dipping with his tower in Chicago. Basically, he claimed a $600+ million loss on it, and then, in fact, a complete loss. He said that he couldn't rent enough space in it that it was a complete loss, and then he sold it from one holding company he owned to another holding company that he owned, and that second holding company said, oh, we're going to take a whole brand new tax deduction for, a tax loss on it because we're the new owners and we can do that. And turns out, no, you can't do that because you're all, both of you are 100% owned by Donald Trump. And so the IRS is looking into this, and the fine for Trump could be $100 million. He'd have to, at the very least, pay back the $100 million deduction he took. And it might be much more than that. There could be huge penalties for that kind of tax fraud. But you just expect that from Trump. I mean, this is a guy who delights in breaking laws. Francesco in Sarasota, Florida. Hey, Francesco, thanks for listening to WSLR. What's up?
Thanks, Tom. Well, two things. First, I want to say that your talk about eating healthily, so many of the things you talk about, really, I can identify with, because at 13 years old, I was a chubby kid, and I wasn't eating right, and then I went to eating healthily, and I've been doing it for my whole life, and it really, regardless of whether it makes you live longer, it makes you live better, for sure.
True.
But that's not what I called about. I called about, I have to disagree with you slightly on the idea that, there's very decent people who are Trump supporters. I
say that very sadly because I have a beloved family member who's a Trump supporter. And, you know, she'll say to me, well, you know, the media distorts everything. But what I say to her is the stuff that comes out of his mouth, forget about the media, forget about what Fox News is telling you. The stuff that comes out of his mouth, I believe, and we can discuss what a decent person is, I believe any decent person would be repulsed by that.
Mm-hmm.
That's my intention. And I know that it doesn't serve too much of a positive purpose to call people, you know, to call our fellow Americans deplorable, but I just can't see my way around it. There's something wrong when you hear what he said out of his mouth and you still want to vote for him. I mean, you had options. If you're a conservative, so be it. You know, you have options. You could have voted for Nikki Haley. You could have voted for Ron DeSantis or whatever. But they like him. And that, to me, there's something wrong with people that like him. There's something going on in their psyche that is not healthy.
Yeah, probably there are people who harbor, you know, bigotry or bias, conscious or unconscious, that causes them to resonate with Trump. Yeah, I can't disagree with that. I'm not sure that that's universal, but I think it's probably extraordinarily widespread. So, yeah. I get your point, Francesco. Thank you very much for calling and making it. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I just want to say I think you're wise for not bringing up the this ICC verdict yet. But I, you know, because we'll see how it plays out.
Right.
But the thing is I want to caution or add to your word of caution there. There was a guy on earlier saying that people are already equating the government of Israel to Hamas. This smacks of George Bush era propaganda.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got truthiness to it, right?
Yeah.
And people want to believe it.
Well,
but
it could be driven also by anti-Semitism.
Well, yeah, but we're at a point, I believe anyways, in the world where we have really got to be critical and we've got to think critically. I mean, you mentioned David Petraeus and what he said about killing civilians. Hey, and Dana Bash is really good at it. I'll give you another example. She was interviewing a Democrat, and he was saying that, you know, his only complaint, way Israel's prosecuting the war, is all the deaths of non-combatants. And she said, well, if the terrorists hide among non-combatants, how would you advise the Israeli military? See, it's got truthiness to it. But the bottom line is we have never, you know, there's international laws of war.
Right.
And killing non-combatants.
No, I'm with you. You've got to support the local people and get them to expel Hamas, you know, or participate in the expulsion of it. Dave, thanks for the call. I agree with Fareed Zakaria on this.
Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
I mean, you know, Zakaria embraces neoliberalism. I wrote a book about it, The Hidden History of Neoliberalism. It's pretty grim. You know, I disagree with him on that, but on this, on Israel, he's right. Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, I, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on Air.
CBS News Brief. Generative artificial intelligence could threaten election security in November. That from intelligence agencies warning in a new federal bulletin. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Some violent extremists have even experimented with AI chatbots to fill gaps in tactical and weapons guidance.
Michael Cohen back on the stand in former President Donald Trump's criminal trial. He admitted to stealing money from the Trump Organization, but says legal analyst Laurie Levinson.
Somebody who was willing to engage in shady activities, somebody who had a huge ego, but somebody who associated with Donald Trump and Trump associated with him.
The chief prosecutor of the world's top war crimes court is seeking arrest warrants for leaders of Israel and Hamas, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, over actions taken during their seven-month war. The announcement was a symbolic blow that deepened Israel's isolation over the war in Gaza. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans are stressing party unity after this weekend's state convention in Appleton. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde.
To the old guard, welcome the new guard. They bring new energy, new ideas. We need them to refresh our party. And to the new guard, be respectful of the old guard. They have worked tirelessly for this party, not only for years, but for decades.
Delegates elected Terry Diedrich and Pam Travis to the Republican National Committee. Travis helped submit a false slate of electors for Donald Trump 3.5 years ago. Wisconsin unemployment is down to less than 3%. That's more than a full percentage point under the national average. The number of jobless people statewide went down about 1,300 since last month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Matthew Perry has been dead for 7 months, but not to Courtney Cox. The former Friends actress says she still feels Perry's presence quite often. Cox told CBS Sunday morning she thought Perry was one of the funniest human beings in the world. Cox added that Perry visits her quite often and she can sense when he is around and that she talks to him. Perry died last year at the age of 54 due to the acute effects of ketamine. In news that's not really a surprise, Johnny Knoxville is being sued by a former segment producer. Daniel Curry is suing the Jackass star for negligence and battery. Entertainment Weekly reports that Curry was chased down and tased by Knoxville without provocation, resulting in serious injuries. Curry claims that since the incident, he's been blacklisted by the ABC Signature Network. I've seen some of the Jackass movies, usually against my will, and there is no way this is Knoxville's first lawsuit. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any showers and storms ending for the rest of the night. We'll see mostly cloudy skies. Lows will drop to the upper 50s. A few showers and storms Tuesday afternoon. Otherwise, we'll see high temperatures in the middle 60s. More showers and storms Tuesday night. Right now, it's 55.
Matt Nair on Air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 10:33, the award-winning Civic Media's own Terry Barr. 11 o'clock hour, we learn all about the Honor Flight and how you can get involved. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
10 levels, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to getsuperbeats.com and using the code TOM. That's GetSuperBeats, spelled B-E-E-T-S, .com, and the code is Tom, T-H-O-M. For a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and 15% off going forward, just go to GetSuperBeats.com and use that code Tom, T-H-O-M. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. What's on your mind today? John in North Chelmsford, Massachusetts, listening to WCAP. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Tom, this might be a very arcane topic in regards to everything, but you mentioned the amateur radio earlier, and I'm an amateur radio operator, and I got to tell you, if Trump gets in and he claims that he's going to be a rules a dictator, even, I would not be surprised if he would even try to ban amateur radio because, you know, you're talking to people in those other countries, and I've even heard a few amateurs, and there's some in my club, they come in all bug-eyed, spouting about their false messiah. And, don't know, like I said, it's just an arcane thing, but I would hate to see that happen.
Yeah, the other day I heard a couple of guys on 20 meters talking about, basically spouting right-wing, Fox News points. And, one of the rules of ham radio, amateur radio, is that you don't get political, you don't talk about politics or religion. It's just like, something I learned, when I got my first license when I was 13 years old, my novice license. So, John, if you do CW and you ever want to have a communication, I can send you a QSL card, drop me a note and we'll figure out a time and frequency and we can communicate.
Sure, yeah. I only do voice.
Well, I can do sideband. HF side.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I've met some fantastic people who've become friends, but there is that group that just is scary.
Yeah, there are. Well, you find them everywhere, unfortunately. We're going. I think it's this coming weekend. Maybe it's the weekend after. Louise and I are going to a ham convention here in Oregon. So looking forward to that. So John, thanks.
Nice.
Thanks for the call. It's good talking to a fellow ham.
You take care.
Yeah, 73s. Brandon in San Jose. Hey, Brandon, what's on your mind today?
Hey, can you hear me, Tom?
Just fine.
Okay, great. Cool. You brought up a question, or a caller brought up the question of how would things be different for the average citizen under a Trump regime?
Yeah.
And you basically said that it wouldn't be that much different, except for media figures. And prominent
and political activists,
and people like Bob De Niro, who's been on The View, and Bill Maher's show talking trash about him. But I disagree with that. I think that it'll be the one thing that worries me is the question of intellectual freedom, and we're already seeing this in Florida, where they're purging books, they're banning books from the library. I don't want to wake up in a world where I can't read, Colson Whitehead.
Right.
Or listen to your show, basically, or Sam's show.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Or David's show.
I get it. I think I was a little too glib in response to that woman who wanted to know what was going on. I mean, that said, there's a long, substantial body of literature about the normalcy of dictatorial regimes if you operate within the rules. My sister-in-law is Chinese. Well, she's an American citizen now, but keeps in touch with her friends back in China. And as and her family. And as long as you don't talk politics, you know, life is okay. But if you talk politics, boom, you know, the big foot comes down on you. And I think that that's what I would anticipate happening with a Trump administration. But, you know, then somebody called a little bit ago and said, yeah, but he wants to privatize Social Security and, you know, end Obamacare and do away with environmental regulations and, you know, all kinds of things that will actually affect us on a daily basis. And I had to, you know, realize that, like I said to you just a minute ago, Brandon, I was a little too glib. So, yeah, I don't disagree with what you're saying.
Yeah, sure. And also, I don't want an idiot maniac running the country. Yeah. And the guy's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, and he may well lead us into World War III, you know, enthusiastically, particularly if he gets into trouble politically. I mean, that's, starting wars is the last refuge of a political scoundrel. And that would be a very real possibility, I would think, of a Trump presidency. So, Brandon, thank you. Thank you. Spot on. Good one. Thank you. Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, how you doing? You recovering from falling through that roof?
I'm kind of healing, but you freaked the hell out of me a while ago.
What's that?
I just got home, or I got home from the doctor's office and turned your program on, and you were talking about, how to write a book.
Yeah.
And if you remember last time I talked to you, I thought about, you know, getting my journals together and writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of freaked me out. It's like, are we on the same wavelength here?
Could be, Tom. You can read the whole article over at wisdomschool.com. It's free, you know, and you don't have to sign up for anything. It's just right there. So
when I talked to you last time, you know, I told you, I kind of kept a little journal, not a diary or nothing like that, but just things that were important to me at that time, starting in Vietnam all the way to, you know, going through being a 1%er biker after I got out of the war. I was all messed up. Got involved with, later in life, I got involved with ABATE, which is a biker's rights organization, nothing to do with clubs.
Interesting.
And one of the sayings that kind of I had that got popularized was, shut up and do something.
I like it.
Yeah, we had little stickers you could put on your helmet, because back in, the insurance companies were out to basically get rid of insurance for anybody on a motorcycle, you know, no matter what it was. And we was fighting the helmet law real bad with ABATE. And anyway, it turned out in Tennessee, we, bunch of us got together and studied it, mostly the good women of ABATE. And we found that they were trying to pass a law you had to wear goggles. I mean, like World War II looking goggles. Mm-hmm. It was uncomfortable as hell. And then got to studying it, and turned out that any sunglasses sold in the United States were considered safety glasses. So we got that passed. Didn't get the helmet law passed. But it just kind of wearied me out. But I think I'm going to try. And it's hard, man. It's hard to write a book. God almighty.
Five pages a day, Tom.
What's that?
5 pages a day. You write 5 pages a day. Okay. You've written a book in 2 months.
Okay, and I know you said write it like you're talking to somebody.
That's right. Write it as a letter to somebody. Write each chapter to somebody that you know and you like and you think would be interested in what you're writing about. And it will drive your unconscious mind to make your conscious mind write very conversationally.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. A lot of sense. Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, good luck,
Thanks
Tom.
So much.
I look forward to reading your book.
Well, I'll send you one if I ever get to it.
Well, get to it. Come on.
All right, brother. I appreciate
you. Good talking to you. Bye now. Sally in St. Louisville, Ohio. Hey, Sally, what's up?
Well, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. Can you hear me?
Just fine.
Okay. My first question is, if President Biden wanted to nominate more judges to the Supreme Court right now, why does the House need to approve it, since it says in the Constitution that the president nominates them and the Senate approves them?
Right. The House doesn't have anything to do with the process. The House is cut out of the process altogether. Always has been. It's just the Senate.
Right. Okay. So, but you said the a while back that the House would have to go along with it if he nominated
I misspoke, or you misunderstood one or the other, and it's entirely probable that I misspoke. But the House does have oversight responsibility over the Supreme Court. Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution says that Congress shall establish regulations and exceptions for the Supreme Court. I mean, regulations on their behavior, and of course, Congress defines their budget. It defines the building that they meet in. It, you know, Congress has complete control over the Supreme Court, and or large body of control, and can even write legislation saying you may not do that. For example, the Patriot Act. After the Patriot Act was passed, George W. Bush started torturing people. And he got another piece of legislation passed. It's in the piece that I wrote last week. I'm sorry, I don't recall the name of it. That specifically says the Supreme Court may not review this. And that's why there's still people sitting in Gitmo who have never been convicted of a crime in clear violation of the constitutional protection of habeas corpus. You know, George Bush got away with torture, and he got away with arresting people who were completely innocent or arresting people that he couldn't prove were guilty. And, you know, that's...
I'm sorry. Going back to the judge thing and him, he could nominate some more today, and the Senate could approve them, and the House couldn't do anything about it.
That's correct. But Congress would have to expand the court for that to happen right now. The only way that he can appoint somebody right now, short of expanding the court, is to have somebody resign. And that's what I'm saying, is we should push for Thomas and Alito to resign.
To Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'm picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Hi, I'm Jenny, manager of a brand new store in town called Big Deals. It's not a brick and mortar store, but rather an online marketplace. What makes this place so great is it's filled with gift certificates to local businesses in town. Shop local, buy local, and save money. That's our motto, Big Deals. It's kind of a big deal.
The WAUK Big Deals store is now open. Click the Big Deals tab at WAUKradio.com.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute, talking about our favorite government program, Social Security. Social Security is America's retirement plan, and you know how it works. A small piece of every paycheck goes into a huge national savings account. And then when we retire, that fund pays nearly everybody a monthly check, and it helps replace the income that we're no longer earning. The amount you get each month depends on how old you are when you retire and how much you made in your highest paid years. In 2023, about two-thirds of retired Americans relied on Social Security, which is why any politician who even suggests that Social Security should be cut better have a darn good retirement plan of their own. If you agree, join me and the 6 million members at Work Money. That's the not-for-profit I run. We tell companies and political leaders that they better do right by everyday folks. You can find us at workmoney.org or text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
It's only
tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Ike in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Ike, what's up?
All right, quick rant here. P. Diddy, that's obstruction of justice. That those people out there had that film, and they had access to that film, and they didn't prosecute
him. You're talking about him wailing on his girlfriend?
Exactly. He bought him off. Mm-hmm. And it's another example of this Department of Justice all the way across the board. Don't sit here and tell me no man's above the law. These rich people, whether it's that scumbag that died in prison, Trump's buddy, I can't remember his name, I don't know what. Yeah, he's a good example. Another good example of this governor out there in Texas that let that guy go, that killed those protesters. They're saying you can run them over with cars, this kind of crap. Where's our federal law enforcement? Where is the Department of Justice? They are not doing their job. And you know what I recommend? This is what I recommend. President Biden, pass every executive order that you can sign, sign it and push it through and let them tie it up in court. Overload the court. I don't care. That's fine. Put it in the works and let's see what we can get through. Yeah. And beyond that, while we're at it, the Department of Justice, y'all need to start bringing case after case after case and start going after these people. Where's the IRS and how come they haven't prosecuted Trump? How come they haven't prosecuted a whole bunch of this mess going on?
Yeah, I don't
understand.
We're at a total standstill here. Yep. I'm with you. I don't think we're at a total standstill. I mean, the Supreme Court has frozen Jack Smith, and Aileen Cannon down in Florida has got Jack Smith tied up in knots. And over the weekend on Sunday, she dropped another thing saying she's disappointed in him because, he's prosecuting her favorite president. But, yeah, I get it. I get it. It's time to take names and kick ass, and I'm calling for that. Thank you. Alan in DeKalb, Illinois. Hey, Alan, what's up? Or DeKalb.
Hey, Tom. Kind of expounding on what your last caller was talking about, I think that probably the most dangerous development maybe coming out of this year is that Greg Abbott had pardoned Daniel Perry, which amounts to legalizing political murder in Texas.
I agree. This is a guy who told his friends he was going to go to the demonstration to, quote, kill a few people, and then he did. And here's this guy. There's a guy pushing his girlfriend along in a wheelchair. He's got an AR-15 strapped to his back, but he's not using it. He's pushing a wheelchair. He's white. She's black. And this, and Daniel Perry comes along in his car, and he tries to run into a crowd of protesters. And then he sees this guy with the gun, and he jumps out of his car, pulls out his handgun, and kills the guy, shoots the guy dead, and then flees the scene, and then calls the police and says, oh, it was self-defense. It was self-defense. Castle Doctrine. And they convicted him, and in the trial, they pointed out that he had been bragging for days before this that he was going to go kill somebody, and that his motivation was because they were in favor of black people not being killed by police. I mean, you know, and Greg Abbott pardoning this guy Daniel Perry. This is Greg Abbott's way of saying, here in Texas, if you kill people who are protesting for civil rights, who are, you know, or people of color. Now, the guy he killed was a white guy, but he was with his black girlfriend. If you kill people who are with or allies of people of color, we will not prosecute you. You are safe. And there's three other Republican-controlled states that have decriminalized running your car into protests. As long as somebody is in the street, you can't be prosecuted. I mean, you're absolutely right, Alan. You're absolutely
yeah,
right.
And
that's so wrong.
That what I'm concerned about too is not just the momentary outrage, but what are the long-term ramifications of saying, "Look, if you're a MAGA cultist, you get a get out of jail free card for going out and committing murder." Do we all think that's going to lead to more murders or less murders?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You don't even have to ask. Yeah. Excellent point, Alan. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. Chris in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Chris. I got a little less than a minute here before the end of the show. You got a quick one?
Quick. Pleasure, Tom. Do you think the House that passed the stimulus package in Trump's administration, do you think that helped revise Trump and give people now this euphoric feeling that everything in this administration was perfect? Just a quick question. And back home, my uncle always told me, in order to know pain, you have to feel pain. Do you think people really felt pain?
I think people did in the last year of the Trump administration, and I think a lot of people are feeling pain right now, Chris. Thank you very much for the call. I'm sorry it's so brief. You know, hopefully in a future conversation we get into a little more depth. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901, 800-421-9901, 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
This is the Shaw, WAUK. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, my guests are Civic Media's Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, and producer John Davies. Join me for part two of our interview from last week.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly.